It's the 2-Minute Beer Review. Welcome to bonus episode number 4. This is an ongoing series of episodes in between episodes that is focusing on describing different types and styles of beer. What do those names and labels mean, without getting lost in the scientific weeds? This week, we turn the beer experience on its head. Let's talk about sours. What on earth is a sour beer? Well, quite simply, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a beer that has a predominant flavor that is acidic or sour. But why would anyone make a beer with a pungent sour flavor? Well, it might be hard to believe, but at one time, all beers were probably sour. Why is this? Well, the thing that makes sour beer sour is the inclusion of wild yeast strains. See, today, brewing is typically done in a very sterile environment with carefully cultivated yeast organisms that produce exactly the flavors we expect when they gobble up sugars in the raw materials of the beer. This was certainly not always the case. In ancient history, starter batches of yeast were used from one batch to another, much like the way sourdough bread is made today. These starter batches inevitably contained some wild yeast and bacteria, and this is what caused the sour flavor in those ancient beers. Flash forward to today, and that sour flavor is back in style, though many believe that it is an acquired taste. The hard part is that brewing with wild yeast, even in the modern era, can be tricky and unpredictable. Not only this, but these beers take a much longer time to ferment and can take years to mature to just the right balance of flavors. As a result, this is an extremely specialized style of brewing. You're not going to find many mainstream examples. There are a number of styles in the sour family, but the common characteristic is that tart flavor imparted by the wild organisms used in the brewing process. One sour that you could probably run out and find today is the Lambic, which originates in Belgium and is a blend of beer batches that are exposed to the open air overnight and then frequently fermented a second time with fruits to add a distinct, sour, fruity flavor. Though once universal, the sour beer is now a novelty in the world of craft brewing. If you're feeling adventurous, run out and grab one today, if for no other reason than to experience just how the ancients probably enjoyed their beer. That's all for today's bonus episode. I hope you'll join me on the next regular episode of the 2-Minute Beer Review, and as always, send your questions and comments to 2minutebeer@gmail.com. That's the number 2, minutebeer@gmail.com. Keep tasting and experimenting as we continue in our quest to taste all the beer.